Navy SEAL Commander Jocko Willink cuts through our comfort-seeking culture with a message both brutal and liberating. Discipline equals freedom. This isn't just motivational fluff. It's the battle-tested philosophy that carried him through elite military training and combat missions. The premise is deceptively simple. The path to true freedom, from mediocrity, weakness, and fear, runs straight through the cold, hard discipline most people avoid. While everyone searches for shortcuts and hacks, Willink offers the uncomfortable truth. There are none. The only way to become extraordinary is through consistent, unwavering self-discipline. It's the foundation that transforms talent into achievement, intelligence into wisdom, and potential into reality. The most important control isn't over others, it's over your own mind. When weakness whispers, "Not today," or "Just this once," discipline responds with unwavering resolve. We're all collections of weaknesses. We procrastinate, eat poorly, waste time. But disciplined people refuse to accept these flaws as permanent. They wage daily battle against their weaknesses, always getting back up after setbacks. This battle requires what Willink calls mind control, imposing your will on your brain. When you want to sleep in, mind control says, "Get up." When you want to quit during a workout, it says, "One more rep." The secret lies in balancing emotion and logic. When logic fails, emotions push you forward. When emotions scream you've had enough, cold logic overrides them. This mental toughness extends to handling stress. Modern life is filled with pressures, but perspective matters. Compare your stressors to what soldiers faced at battles like Pollalio. For things you can control, impose discipline and take ownership. For things beyond your control, find ways to use stress to your advantage. The disciplined mind transforms stress into a tool that makes you sharper and ultimately better. The disciplined life isn't a destination. It's a path of constant preparation and self-improvement. Nothing is ever truly finished. In combat training, Willink deliberately attacked platoons hardest after they completed their primary objective, teaching them a vital lesson. It is never finished. The enemy watches for the moment you exhale. The disciplined person doesn't finish. They're always starting, always alert, always ready. They push forward while others rest, constantly improving themselves. This relentlessness must permeate your entire existence. Waking early, working out daily, eating right, controlling emotions and ego, doing tasks you don't want to do but know will improve you. There will be days when you're just not feeling it, tired and sick of the grind. On these days, go anyway. Don't want to work out? Work out. Don't want to tackle a project? Tackle it. Don't want to get out of bed? Get up. By pushing through, you'll likely discover that your desire to rest was merely weakness, the pull toward the path of least resistance. Fear of failure isn't something to overcome, it's something to embrace. It drives you to plan thoroughly, rehearse contingencies, and train hard. What you should truly fear is stagnation, the horror of waking up years later having no progress toward your goals. That paralysis of sitting on the sidelines should terrify you more than any failure. One major obstacle to action is hesitation, that torturous interim between deciding to act and actually acting. Shakespeare called it like a phantasma or hideous dream. This hesitation causes missed opportunities and lost initiative. The solution is simple yet difficult. Overcome that moment by taking immediate action. Get out of bed, get your feet on the ground, step forward. In everyday life, long-term goals can fade from view when instant results don't materialize, leading us to abandon necessary daily disciplines. Days slip into weeks, weeks into years, with no progress made. The answer is to burn your goal into your soul. Think about it, write about it, talk about it, and most importantly, do something every day, however small, that moves you toward that goal. Physical training transforms your entire being. Beyond aesthetics, it increases endorphins, testosterone, and growth hormones while improving insulin sensitivity. It prevents high blood pressure, obesity, heart disease, and depression. Exercise makes you smarter by improving blood flow to the brain, promoting nerve cell growth, and releasing brain chemicals that enhance cognition. The biggest excuse is lack of time, but pre-dawn hours belong only to you. Rising before sunrise will be challenging initially, but soon becomes routine and improves your entire day. Early morning training provides psychological advantages, the confidence of knowing you're outworking others. This early discipline cascades into better food choices and sustained energy throughout the day. Sleep remains essential. Insufficient rest disrupts hormones and weakens immunity and mental function. To wake early while getting enough sleep, simply go to bed earlier. The early morning world offers unique advantages: no traffic, empty gym, zero distractions. The most important aspect of exercise is consistency. Do something, anything. Walk, jog, swim, or lift weights. Track your progress and show up, even when tired or sore. Our bodies constantly strive for homeostasis, regulating temperature, water content, and blood glucose levels. When we eat carbohydrates, blood sugar rises, triggering insulin release, which stores sugar in fat cells and inhibits fat burning. Consistently elevated insulin can lead to insulin resistance, potentially causing type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Minimizing carbohydrate intake is key, but difficult because sugar is addictive, stimulating the brain similarly to drugs. Withdrawal symptoms include headaches, irritability, anxiety, and self-deception like just a little won't hurt, or the body needs carbs. Our bodies haven't adapted to grains, which entered human diets only 10,000 years ago. Instead, eat what we evolved to consume: meat, fish, eggs, nuts, vegetables, fungi, roots, some full-fat dairy, and limited fruit. Avoid grains, potatoes, refined sugar, processed oils, and legumes. The 80-20 rule, allowing occasional indulgence, typically leads to abandoned discipline. Fasting offers numerous benefits: improved cellular function, fat loss, reduced insulin resistance, decreased inflammation, enhanced cell repair, and higher endorphin levels. It strengthens willpower and recalibrates hunger signals, helping distinguish between actual hunger and mere boredom. We don't typically fail through dramatic battles, but through slow erosion. Tiny, seemingly insignificant surrenders to comfort and ease that gradually defeat us over time. It begins in the darkness, before dawn. When the alarm sounds, rise despite fatigue. Fight the bed's warmth. Don't reason with weakness, just take action. Don't rely on motivation, it's fickle. Count on discipline instead. You know what must be done, so make yourself do it. There's no magic pill that eliminates work. Hold the line. We all have limitations. The fairy tale that you can be whatever you want if you want it badly enough isn't true. But this doesn't mean surrendering. It means becoming your best possible self. Your glory happens in early morning darkness, in solitude, where you try repeatedly with everything you have. It's about surpassing yesterday's self, claiming victory through determination, will, and discipline because you refuse to stop.